Blake money. The U.S.-Russian and before that U.S.-Soviet arms control experience is a bit different than the multilateral conventions that most of the people up here talk about. In these agreements, there is no overarching body responsible for enforcing compliance, but each of the treaty sets up a collaborative, consultative body where the two parties can get together to discuss compliance issues. And while concerns about compliance that go unresolved gain all the press and attention, these bodies over time, dating back to the 1970s, have a long history of successful compliance engagement. Part of the issue is that the treaties are extremely complex and require complex procedures for their implementation. And often when the parties begin to implement the treaties, they find that those procedures are costly or difficult or hard to understand. So I just wrote down what Rev said about creating conditions that allow for compliance. And through these bodies, which tend to meet twice each year regularly and sometimes on demand, the parties, the United States and Russia, have been able to revise the treaties, revise the procedures, rewrite some of the rules so that they can comply with all sorts of requirements in the treaties. Not necessarily changing the rules about the central limits, but these treaties include numerous provisions that are collateral constraints designed to complicate efforts to violate the treaty or to ensure that compliance occurs. And rewriting those provisions so that compliance can occur is a regular feature of these treaties.